Cluster bombs have left a tragic legacy in countries like Laos, Iraq and Afghanistan. A 2006 study by Handicap International found 98% of the victims of the unexploded bombs are civilian, and a third of these are children. Australia signed the UN Convention on Cluster Munitions in 2008. It aims to eradicate cluster bombs for good. And right now there's a bill before the federal parliament that will ratify that convention. But the International Red Cross, the Cluster Munition Coalition of Australia, and the former head of the Australian Defence Force, Peter Gration, have all come out against the bill, claiming it contains serious flaws and actually undermines the intent of the 2008 convention. Ali Benton reports.
A cluster bomb is a weapon containing hundreds of small explosive bomblets. They are dropped from the air or fired from the ground and break open in mid-air, releasing the bomblets across an area the size of several football fields. Michelle Fay from the Cluster Munition Coalition of Australia.
These weapons have been proven over and over again to have a hideous effect on civilians over time. There are still people in Laos, as we speak, being blown up by previously unexploded cluster bombs that were dropped 37 years ago.
In 2008, Australia signed the Convention on Cluster Munitions, which says that never under any circumstances must a state party use, develop, produce, stockpile or transfer cluster munitions. A bill that would allow Australia to fully ratify the international convention is before Parliament. But Michelle Fay argues that the legislation is flawed.
The first one permits Australian forces, when acting in coalition with the USA, to directly and actively assist the USA in the use of cluster bombs. The second loophole that's been put into the legislation actually explicitly allows the USA also to stockpile cluster bombs on our territory.
Stephen Keim is president of Australian Lawyers for Human Rights. He's also very critical of the government's proposed bill, claiming the legislation doesn't reflect the spirit of the 2008 convention.
We need to say very, very clearly as a country, it is illegal to stockpile for anyone from anywhere to stockpile these weapons on Australian soil, and our allies can then make their arrangements accordingly. They can use Darwin or any other base in Australia for legal purposes, but they can't use them for these weapons. For the government to specifically put in place legislation to allow our allies to stockpile these weapons, to pass legislation like that to the Parliament and say, well, it's not going to happen. I mean, who are they kidding?
Defence Minister Stephen Smith insists that the bill adheres to the 2008 Convention on Cluster Munitions.
The legislation faithfully implements the convention itself. The convention contains what are described as interoperability provisions, which allow a country which is a party to the convention to continue to deal with, in a defence-to-defence and military-to-military sense, with a country which has failed or refused to become a member to the convention. Australia doesn't have stockpiles of cluster munitions, either our own stockpiles or a stockpile by any foreign country, and we're not proposing to and we won't authorise such stockpiling.
Minister, if that's the case, then why have a provision for that in the legislation, though? There's a section of the bill that says it's not an offence to allow stockpiling in Australia by a nation that is not a party to the convention.
Because that faithfully reflects the convention itself. What some people have not understood is that the legislation which is putting us in a position of being able to ratify the convention faithfully implements the terms of the convention into Australian law.
And this has been the consistent message from the federal government, that the proposed Australian legislation has always remained faithful to the 2008 Cluster Munitions Convention, specifically Article 21, that allows for military cooperation between countries that have signed the convention and those that haven't. Stephen Keim, President of Australian Lawyers for Human Rights, argues that the federal government is practising loopholism when it comes to interpreting the convention.
What it's intended to do is to say, well, we need to be able to be in Afghanistan with our allies, even though some of them are not parties to the convention. But of course that doesn't allow us to engage in the prohibited activity. And what the government is saying, well, look at Article 21, that means that we can do anything we like to assist the United States and our other allies to use these weapons. We can allow them to stockpile them on Australian soil. We can allow them to transport them through our ports and through our airports, etc. And we're not prevented by the convention. So that's why I say it's a really, really bad and cynical use of loopholism, because Article 21 is intended for a very restrictive purpose, to allow you to still go on joint patrols, to allow you still to cooperate. But what the government's really saying is, oh, no, 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 that allows us to do everything we can to support the use of these weapons on by allowing Australian soil to be used for that purpose by people who want to use and are using and are transporting and stockpiling those weapons.
The Cluster Munition Coalition of Australia want to see the current bill before Parliament amended. Michelle Fay.
We want the legislation amended in two ways. First of all, we want Section 7241 amended so that it doesn't give our troops permission to directly and actively assist in the use of cluster bombs. We want that wording toned right down so that they're protected if they're inadvertently caught up in the use of cluster bombs, but not actually given a ticket to go ahead and directly and actively assist with their use. And the second thing we want is the loophole taken out, completely taken out, that allows stockpiling on our territory.
Yesterday, Defence Minister Stephen Smith said Australia will reaffirm their commitment to the ratification of the Convention on Cluster Munitions in an annual transparency report. Just how transparent they'll be remains to be seen. Stephen Keim, President of the Australian Lawyers for Human Rights.
I think that what the government is doing here is trying to be as vague as possible. I mean, there's that old phrase, who benefits? Why do you have provisions like this in the legislation? If it's not intended to be used. And it can be used very easily because the Australian government can say to the Americans, what you do inside your bases is a matter for yourself as long as you comply with Australian law. And the Americans can say, we will comply with Australian law. And then Stephen Smith may never know what weapons are there. The need not to know can be operated very usefully in circumstances like this.
That's Stephen Keim, President of Australian Lawyers for Human Rights. Ali Benton reporting.